Up first, we have the public hearing. If you want to open that, Mayor.
All right, we'll go to Ad Valerum for property. This is the tax levy for general fund. Earlene, would you like to give us a quick?
A really quick summary of what this agenda item is about. This is our annual property tax levy. The state gets all of the assessed valuation numbers from the county for the entire county based on each subdivision. The state auditor's office uses a certain formula to kind of see how the assessed valuations came in and then uses that formula to let us know what the rate is that we are allowed to charge our citizens. So this year's rate did go up a little bit. It's less than 1%, but it is up. We expect that it'll bring in about $2,500 more than what this year did for a total of about $632,000 for property taxes. The other thing that I will note is that, as many of you know or remember, we just had a ballot initiative for a sales tax. This is different from the ballot initiative. This is a completely different tax. We would have had this first reading and second reading regardless of what happened with that ballot initiative or election initiative. I forget which to call it, but you all get what I mean. And the other thing that I will note is that this tax rate is lower than every year in the past 10 years, with the exception of last year. Some of you might remember that last year our property tax rate actually went down 1.8%. So this is going back up 0.9%. So we're not even recovering all of what last year came down by. But of course, even though the property tax rate went down, the reason it could go down is because the assessed valuations had gone up. As you might have seen this year, our assessed valuations went down because the amount of personal property tax in the city, the value of that went down. So because the value went down, the rate can go up. Any questions?
You know, I think the thing though is when you're talking like the 0.9%, that's 0.9% of 30 cents, not on the dollar, where the sales tax is 1% per dollar, but this is 0.9% of 30 cents. So we're talking 0.029 cents. Okay.
And Earlene, was this a reassessment year or a non-reassessment?
I don't believe this is a reassessment year. So next year I would expect that it's a bigger difference. Either ours will go, the rate will go down because the values go up, or vice versa. But I would expect the percentages next year would probably be different. And this also, of course, doesn't include the impact of any senior tax exemption, because that's not done on the assessed value side. So even though the rate is going up, we may not actually see an increase in revenue depending on what that senior tax credit looks like. So just a fair warning, with the small amount that it is, the credit may completely offset the amount we're expecting to see in an increase. But
yeah.
Any other questions?
I think it's just, hindsight, I didn't even realize the timing of our tech and then this, because this is an annual thing.
And some people I think are probably really curious why it's a special meeting. And that's because we don't know when we will get the numbers from the county, and we have to have this published in the paper for a certain number of days before we can have the public hearing. So sometimes this meeting can be earlier in August, and sometimes we're really crunch time because this has to be approved before September 1st and back to the county. So we have to have two meetings in August. One will always be special.
So in summary, no sleight of hands.
Well, we're trying our best not to, but it doesn't always come across that way, but the way that things read. Yeah. So any other thoughts, questions, concerns?
Is there any public input like to speak? Okay, that being so, we'll close the public hearing to move on to ordinances.
Bill 4828, first reading. An ordinance providing for the levying and collection of a tax for the general revenue fund within the city of West Plains, Missouri for the year 2026 upon all real, personal, and mixed property within the corporate limits of the city of West Plains, Missouri, subject to taxation.
Make a motion to approve first reading, Bill 4828.
Mr. Mayor, I'd second that motion.
Any input on the Bill 4828? Okay, Kelly, would you please?
Collins?
Yes.
Brennan?
Yes.
Merle?
Yes.
Oakes?
Yes.
Toplin?
Yes.